Membership in your local YWCA will help your community because it helps the youth of your city. The Y-Teen Department is considered a service department because the nominal fee for its activities and 50-cent junior memberships don't begin to pay for the materials and leadership and equipment used by the Y-Teens. We know there is a definite need for a teenage program in Kalamazoo, and we try to fulfill that need and offer the best possible program and activities for this age group that we can. However, most of the money has to be obtained from the General Administration Program and Promotion Fund at the Y. If you could see the growth and joy these young people are experiencing during some of the functions at the YW, you would say your membership in the YW is supporting a very worthy project. For example, we have Friday fun nights twice a month for 8th and 9th graders who are not having canteens or parties in their own schools. The party is planned by a council made up of members of boys and girls represented from each junior high in the city. Ping pong, mixers, social and square dancing, and a foreshow are the attraction of the party. Interested adults and parents volunteer their time to help chaperone these parties, as staff people from the YW and YM are not enough to handle all the details for a group of 100 or 200 teenagers. This is just another phase of the work sponsored jointly by the YM and the YWCA. For the 7th graders, we have a Friday afternoon Coke dance where we give dancing instruction for 40 minutes, give them a Coke, then let them have free choice of a partner for the remainder of the hour. However, it usually means I have to mix them up in various ways for partners, for the boys are too timid to ask the girls to dance, and the girls wouldn't think of asking a boy to dance. There is a senior Y-Teen club for girls which meets every Tuesday evening, and they have a varied and worthwhile program throughout the school year. Their money-making affair of the year is a May morning breakfast this May 1st. Receipts from the breakfast will help to send girls to the senior Y-Teen conference this June.
The dollar membership that you give to the YWCA once a year gives your financial and moral support to a program for women and girls of all races, creeds, and colors who live in the Kalamazoo area. In the adult program department, we specialize on programs for the 18 to 35 year old. The concerns of the working girl are our concerns too. If you work in a business or an industry, there is a club meeting weekly to fit your needs. Or if you are a new professional worker to Kalamazoo looking for friends and a group to belong to, the Who's New Club invites you to meet twice a month with them. The Luncheon Club meets the need for a group of interested businesswomen with no evening time free. They like the fellowship of the YWCA. And if you're the housewife wanting to meet friends and enjoy an evening out, the young matrons invite you. The overseas wives serve the same for the war brides. And the need for a co-ed program is not forgotten. With the YMCA, we hold the YOAD weekly dances.
When you mention the phrase Health Education Department, you aren't really giving the full picture at all. Truly, it is a department of health, physical education, and recreation. And these words are synonymous with the all-important word, youth. This is a service of the Y where young people have the opportunity to engage in stimulating activities, which are so important in this day and age where it is far too easy to catch a bus or borrow dad's car to save a few steps. An active example of the desire of girls of varied ages and walks of life to join together in large group activities is the annual basketball league. Yearly, this activity offers 3 months of exciting, friendly competition. The newest Y class to capture the imagination of the teenagers and young adults is fencing. So there is no limit to what the YWCA can offer you. Remember this in 1949, and you'll feel fine.
The swimming department has big plans in 49 for Kalamazoo and its youth. At present, we have swimming instruction for all abilities given to anyone 5 years old and up, plunges, which everyone can attend, and mixed swimming on Tuesday nights during co-ed plunge, and on Saturday mornings and afternoon when mom and the kids can get away and swim for an hour. One thing the swimming department would like to do is offer scholarships to those children that need us most and can't afford to pay for their own lessons. In that way, we can also help the community by keeping them off the streets and out of mischief. The most exciting thing planned for 49 is Learn to Swim Week, which will be held during spring vacation. Youngsters will be given a wonderful opportunity to have a swim period every day for 5 days under outstanding instructors. This will be offered to girls of all ages and boys under 8.
Yes, Mrs. Buckaloo, March is membership month in the Kalamazoo YWCA. This is our 65th year. We are indeed grateful to those early members whose devotion and sacrifice made possible the spacious headquarters we enjoy today. Some of you know the Y as a place to meet your friends. The lobby is open from 7 to 10 every day in the year. You should see it on sale days. Or you may know it as a place to bring your family to eat. The cafeteria served an average of 746 a day last year. It has no rivals for sanitation and cleanliness, according to the City-County Health Department rating. Then there is the snack bar, where 160 girls supplement their sandwich lunch with milk or coffee. Maybe your husband's secretary is a Y resident. 23 girls have permanent rooms there, and there are 4 beds in the dormitory. No girl is ever turned away if she has no funds. How are these services supported, you ask? We are 88% self-supporting. The other 12% comes from the Kalamazoo Community Chest. You help on that campaign each fall. The cafeteria, the residents, contributions for the use of the building bring income. The Health Education Department with its swimming and sports brings some funds. Our new health service opening Wednesday will produce income eventually. We will have a masseuse and heat and sun lamps. You can arrange for this service by phoning for an appointment. But chiefly, we depend upon memberships for interest and support. The Y has what we call a contributing membership. You give your dollar or more to help make possible the Y in Kalamazoo. Fees for classes are in addition to your membership fee. This year, because of increasing costs, we are asking members to give $2 or $5 or more, which is the amount sustaining memberships give. These are the services, in brief, which you make possible in Kalamazoo by joining the Y.